Jaron Smith, Donald Trump has deep empathy for Black victims of violence. By Charlie Spiring on August 27, 2020. Jaron Smith, a White House assistant to the President for Domestic Policy, spoke Thursday about President Donald Trump's empathy for Black lives lost in violent incidents. In the wake of the murder of Breonna Taylor, George Floyd, and LaJen Taliaferro, a moment of national racial consciousness, I have seen his true conscience, Smith said. I just wish every American could see the deep empathy he showed to families whose loved ones were killed in senseless violence. Smith was likely referring to the president's meeting in June with Black family members who lost loved ones in incidents of police violence and crime: Ahmaud Arbery, Botham Jean, Antoine Rose II, Jamel Roberson, Adetiana Jefferson, Michael Dean, Darius Tarver, Everett Palmer Jr., and Cameron Lamb. The June meeting was closed to the press but took place before he signed an executive order to move forward on issues of police reform. Smith spoke about his experience growing up and meeting Republicans in Washington, D.C., who were eager to assist on issues important to the Black community. Growing up, I'd never really known a Republican. I believed all the stereotypes. It took a meeting with Republicans who shared my values to show me that I was wrong, he said. Smith said that Trump understood the importance of healing broken families, bringing jobs back to cities like Cleveland, Detroit, and Milwaukee, and supporting permanent government funding for historic Black colleges and universities and creating opportunity zones in urban neighborhoods. He also said that Trump was keeping his promises, suggesting that Democrats had started taking Black voters for granted. Smith compared Trump's personality to the people he grew up with in Cleveland. They're tough, smart, and tell it like it is, and they're ready for real action, he said. That's President Trump. For a New Yorker, he's got a lot of Cleveland heart.